Lisa Lanier, our official attorney, joins us on Fridays. Here's one for her. She's commented on this type of thing before. But again, some hotel guests are filing a lawsuit against two different resorts in Las Vegas, the Luxor and Treasure Island. I've seen them both. Biggie, you stayed at either?
Both.
Okay.
Luxor.
What are your memories of the Luxor and the Treasure?
Impressions, okay. Yes.
The Luxor was the very first hotel casino I stayed at.
Is that the Sphinx one?
Yes. It's shaped in the pyramid. Mm-hmm. Instead of a elevator, they have an inclinator, I believe they call it, because it goes like in an incline. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so that's their whole deal.
Sorry. I'm really into that.
We've got a room on the third floor.
Inclinator.
Look at that.
I'd just be riding the darn thing.
What was once a proud hotel through the years, they haven't kept up with it. It's taken a beating. Now you kind of walk in, it smells. Does it have its own casino? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Massive casino.
Any hotel in Vegas probably will.
Yeah. All of them?
I would say. But through the last 20 years, it's gone downhill. The last time I stayed there was probably about 10 years ago, and I said to myself, this is the last time I'm staying here.
Oh, really?
And I remember I've only been once, but the Treasure Island, they have the fake cannon shots, right?
They did. They had the pirate ship show.
And the fire.
I only spent a quick two nights there, and I didn't do a lot of sleeping. I was doing a lot of gambling. And the room was fine.
Yeah, I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. A-Train is suggesting that when my son graduates from Tennessee, that the whole family fly to Las Vegas, give them that experience. I know. I was surprised by this.
I'm a little surprised to hear this.
Vegas for a couple of days, and then drive to the Grand Canyon from Las Vegas. See the Grand Canyon.
She's going to get you there one way or the other.
I'd like to see the Grand Canyon. And we're talking about, that was her idea for a vacation when he finally graduates college. Now, how old do you have to be to gamble? 18 or 21? I think it's 18. I
thought it was 21.
Could be wrong.
Because it used to be, I mean, that's why we waited till I was 21 to go.
Well, maybe it is.
Now, how old will your daughter be?
18. So that's why I want to go at that time.
I'll tell you, though, Vegas is so much more than just gambling.
Oh, I agree.
She would love the pools.
What is it?
She's 21 now.
Too bad.
So, yeah, she wouldn't be able to get the full enjoyment.
But I think she would. I don't think she'd care about the gambling as much as wait till she got out there and saw the crazy pools and the shows and the music and the shopping.
But aren't there bars at the pools?
Probably, but she can go to the pool.
Yeah,
and the shows I think she would enjoy. Then go to the Sphere I'll never see.
I was going to say, I know what you're worried about. You're worried about getting tricked into going to the Sphere.
And if you're looking out the left side of the tour bus, you'll see the Sphere. The left side, sir.
Nope.
Sir.
I cover my
eyes. Sir, it's the Sphere. It's.
I refuse to see the Sphere. It's too fancy. And everybody's like, oh, the Sphere.
I'd save up your wet ammo because you're going to need it.
I am not going to see the Sphere. What do you mean ammo?
Because you're going to have to shoot down your wife's plans over time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Don't blow it all now.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
You've let her down so many times when it comes to dreams.
I know. And remember, we don't even have a real ID right now, so there's no way we could fly to Vegas.
No, it sounds like we're driving.
Right. Let's get the whole family, the whole tribe, take them cross country.
Holiday road.
Get in the truckster, and let's go. Now, back to Las Vegas. Two resorts are being sued. Luxor, what are your thoughts on Treasure Island? That's the other one.
That's the one I just stayed at. I did a lot of gambling.
You like? Oh, you said that.
It was fine. It was what it was.
Okay. Two different couples, Steve Gully of Illinois, Brian McKenzie of Washington State, and their family, have said that their rooms at either of these hotels were riddled with bedbugs, and that ruined their vacation. And that several other guests had also complained of bed bugs. One guest needed emergency care after staying at the Luxor. Another experienced infestations after being moved even to a new room. That they really have serious issues with bed bugs. And they're seeking in lawsuits of $30,000 per plaintiff because their health was compromised. And they had hospital stays, some of them.
The dirty secret, because I follow a lot of Vegas kind of insider things, is bed bugs is a constant problem in Las Vegas. Constantly. And it really doesn't matter the resort. You can be staying at the Wynn for $700 a night. Mm-hmm. You can be staying at the Luxor for $60 a night. All of them have issues. All of them have outbreaks at different times. It's just trying to isolate it and stay ahead of it pretty much.
I had two thoughts. One, I can't remember how Lisa came down on this in the past, because like if they have regular spraying, that's pretty much all they can do, correct?
I think she came down on the side of the hotel.
I thought so too.
Because they did all they could do, because they can't, there's a, you know, 10,000 people in the hotel every weekend, and one of them has a bed bug on their luggage, and you know, you just, all you can do is spray every so often.
And that's pretty much it.
That's right.
You know, as soon as somebody spots one, they isolate the, they get rid of the linens, the bed, the everything. So they're doing their part. It's not like they're just letting it happen. It's just, you know, like you said, the luggage. It's always the luggage. Yeah. You get so much luggage in and out on a weekend that it just hop, the bugs literally hop on a different set of luggage and go to a different room.
You know, and my second question, I guess, is really not quite related to bed bugs. But Biggie, if you had unlimited budget, what's the best hotel in Vegas? What's the top of the line?
So much has changed now. The Wynn is top. You know, that Resorts World now is really big.
How about Bellagio? I used to hear that.
I love Bellagio. I'd stay there. That's still, but it's considered older now.
Yeah. I always thought Caesars was a really cool. Yeah. I mean, just a neat place.
Cosmopolitan is the coolest place I've ever stayed.
I've never heard of that.
Because they had balconies.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Usually there are windows where you can't jump out of it.
Well, the balconies, they pretty much just, I mean, I guess you could still climb over it, but the railings are really high.
Yeah, but once you get out on that balcony, you can make
Well, you're going to make the commitment.
But I'll tell you this.
I regret nothing.
Yeah, you can climb it.
Yeah, I don't think it's happened yet. I'm sure maybe it has. Mm. But I think you're astonished at how gorgeous the view is.
I bet.
That you're like, oh, wow. I mean, even the mountain views, you know, you're sitting on your balcony watching the sun come up. You're like, this is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wonder what more the hotels could do, because if my wife read this article, I know those two hotels will be off her list. There's no way she'd go. And then they do say that you should spray the hairdryer on the bed to see.
You know, bed bugs have been in the news for how long? 10 years?
As many years.
Infestations.
Weren't they almost eradicated at one point that we didn't ever hear about them? And then all of a sudden people started getting
bed
bugs.
Yeah, you started hearing them a lot in certain places. You know, every time we go to a hotel, I never check for bed bugs.
I don't either. Not one time.
I never put our bags on the bed. We never put luggage on the bed.
But they could be in there from the previous guest.
That's fact.
Of course. I never check either. I've never checked our bed for bed bugs.
No.
Evan, you're talking about bed bugs. Go ahead.
Hey, P1 from Greensboro. I used to work for a mattress factory, and we treated hotels and college dorm rooms for bed bugs when they had bed bug cases, and it's a logistical nightmare. You have to remove all of the beds, and then they have to be killed with dry heat. And so we had this shipping container that we converted into an electric oven, and we would load the beds into the oven and then bake the mattresses for a long period of time to kill the bugs.
Man.
And that's really the only effective way to do it.
Yeah, extreme heat. I remember that from the headlines years ago.
He's right. 10 years ago, it was like New York had bed bugs for the first time in forever. That's exactly right. You have to heat them up.
Wonder how often you can bake a mattress before it loses its
really
spring.
Evan, doesn't that compromise the mattress to bake it in the heat truck?
Not necessarily for the springs. For the materials, maybe. Depends on what they're made of, if it's like a cotton or a poly blend of some kind. But for the springs, no. We would actually repurpose springs by just, you know, kind of pulling them back into their original form.
Yeah.
But they were okay after a while.
In your experience, is there one type of bed that is less resistant to bed bugs than others, or are they all pretty much vulnerable?
They're all pretty much vulnerable, but any sort of cotton material is going to harbor bed bugs a little bit easier. There's more pores for them to get into, as opposed to like a college mattress, which is usually wrapped in some sort of vinyl material. Those are obviously less permeable, but they can still get in there. They get in the crevices. They'll find a hole for the, you know, because some of those mattresses have little air ports for the mattress to kind of compress and let the air out.
Okay.
So get the bedwetter model.
I love it. I love it. You are
good info.
A real expert when it comes to that. Thank you, Evan. That was very informative. And Biggie was very informative on the Las Vegas Strip.
Yeah.
That now, we never have, that I know of, my wife may have, taken the hairdryer, but they do say put the hairdryer and coat the bed really well with it, because they'll come to the surface, but, and you can see.
Well, I guess you can plug it into the nightstand.
Yeah, that's all you could do. And then try to But, you know, it's basically you just rolling the dice no matter what you do. They say it's miserable, though. If you get bitten all over your back by a bed bug.
I remember seeing the pictures and hearing the stories. They were terrible.
Awful. And, I mean, then you have to go and get, I guess you'd get some sort of something.
A balm or salve
to run. We'll see if Lisa Lanier, our attorney, has anything to say on Friday. There's another question for her as well. Is this illegal? It's being done on TikTok, and they're saying it's stupid, but is it illegal? It's going on all over the world. But this particular video comes from Australia. Teen pranksters are pretending to steal money from unsuspecting victims only for fun. They're not actually stealing money. But they go up to somebody and they say, hey, what? Can you tell me what time it is? And when the person looks at their phone to see what time it is, they make a sound as if they've stolen money through the cash app.
Yoink! I've seen this.
You've seen it?
I've seen these videos, and people don't react well.
No, they think they've stolen your money. Well, they're really not stealing your money. They're just pranking you. But this is an example.
Can I hear the sound?
This is in Australia.
Excuse me. Do you have the time on you by any chance?
1:35, Mike.
Thank you.
What are you doing there?
I just needed...
What are you doing there?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, give me your phone. Give me that phone.
Can we just talk?
No, give me that phone right now.
You're going to break it.
What did you do then?
I'm trying to explain.
Give me the phone, right? Now you tell me.
Okay, so people get mad because they hear bing, ding, or whatever as they're giving them
time. That's the sound of a transaction?
That's the sound of a transaction on Cash App.
Nothing provides me more joy now when I watch these stupid pranks than when they start yelling, it's a prank, mm-hmm. and the person doesn't care and begins beating the living hell out of them.
Yeah, that's right.
When the turntables turn?
Yeah.
That's right. When that happens.
They always act like that's going to stop now. Yeah, like, it's a prank. It's a prank. And I wouldn't either. I wouldn't care. I'd still be like, I don't care.
Well, as if they had really stolen your money, like they couldn't just say, it's a prank. It's a prank. Oh, okay. Let me let you go.
Yeah.
You know?
If somebody gets shot over this, you get it. That's on you for being stupid.
I don't know. If you say it's a prank, I didn't steal anything.
Well, but what's somebody that did steal?
How do you know?
It's a very easy thing to say to get out of it.
Well, that's still not a capital crime.
It's not a capital crime, and I don't believe you should be shot over it.
Yeah,
but
I'm just saying, you're going to mess with the wrong person.
It's going to happen.
There's always,
why it's international, not here.
It's like those ding-dong ditchers, which they ring the wrong doorbell, they get shot. Now, they shouldn't get shot, but they are ringing a doorbell and running away.
Listen, there's always someone crazier than you. Remember that.
Well, yeah.
So when you're out there pranking, thinking this is hilarious, there is someone out there with a gun who's going to shoot you.
I did like the victim's voice in this. Hey, what are you doing?
Excuse me. Do you have the time on you by any chance?
1:35, Mike.
Thank you.
What are you doing there?
I just needed...
What are you doing there?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, give me your phone. Give me that phone.
Can we just talk?
No, give me that phone right now.
You're going to break it. I'm trying to explain.
Give me the phone, right? Now you tell me.
That's what I would have done. That's exactly... Puckered. That's an Australian pucker. 100%.
Yeah.
Big time.
Puckered up like you wouldn't believe.